Hello, everybody. My name is Blake Reichenbach, and this is the Blake Talks podcast. This is where I'm going to be talking about some of the lessons that I have learned while working on some creative endeavors and trying to start building an audience and some passive income. These are two things that so many people are working on building. I'm on the same journey. And I wanted to make this podcast as a way for me to reflect on my own processes, but also to share some of the lessons that I've learned and hopefully provide some helpful tips and tricks for some others who might be on the same path that I am. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking quite fittingly about new beginnings. All right, so new beginnings is the topic for this episode. And I wanted to choose this topic for today, obviously because this is the first podcast in the Blake Talk series, but also because I am addicted. It's not even healthy how much I love starting new projects. You know, a lot of writers talk about how when they sit down to write and they see the blank page, or if they're writing on a computer, you know, that blinking cursor on a white background, how that is a really like fear-inducing or creativity-blocking place to be. But for me, starting something new is like, that is where I get my energy. That is what motivates me. That's what keeps me excited, is newness. And you know, even outside of my creative projects, I think about the ways that I entertain myself. So I'm a big nerd. I love video games. And I'm particularly fond of the video games made by Bethesda Softworks, especially the Elder Scrolls and Fallout series. And I could not even count how many characters I have in both franchises, because I love creating new characters in those games, starting new adventures, conceiving new storylines for these characters. And it's just like, when I start something new, there's such a rush of excitement from the potential of what could come that I'm constantly starting new things in my creative life as well. I've written before and I've talked quite a bit, especially with some of my other friends who are writers, about how I have restarted my manuscript probably, I guess we're up to 10 times at this point, where I will write an entire manuscript, get to the end. Sometimes I'll even go through and do a couple drafts of revisions and then just decide, you know, actually, maybe I don't want to do this. Maybe I don't want this character to have this arc. Maybe I don't think the plot should work this way. I'm just going to restart. And I'll throw out, you know, 300 pages worth of writing, countless hours worth of working, and just start from page zero. And go again. Do that entire process. And like I said, I'm up to probably 10 times on doing that with my current manuscript. Same thing with my digital endeavors. So back in 2016, I started my website, inkymargins.com, which eventually became my business when I was self-employed, Inky Margins LLC. Then I started my personal website, blakereichenbach.com, which is obviously where this content lives. And it was when Inky Margins became my business outlet, blakereichenbach.com became my personal outlet, because I still really wanted to talk about creativity and writing and reading and my own creative processes. So I started blakereichenbach.com. Then, moving into late 2017, early 2018, I started blakewrites.com, which Blake Writes is still my like primary creative endeavor at this point. I love that website. It's an inclusive online men's community and magazine. If you haven't checked it out, please check it out. I would greatly support any page views, any likes, any blog post comments, any social media shares that you can send my way for Blake Writes, because I love that brand. I'm super passionate about it. And that's the project that I'm currently working on growing. But I'm not going to talk about it a ton in this episode of the podcast, because Blake Writes is one of those few areas of my creative life where I don't want to start from scratch. I have invested so much time and money into that project that I don't want to go back to square one. I'm really happy with the progress that it's making, and I want to keep, you know, see it keep moving forward and not going back to square one. Please, for the love of God, I put way too much money into that website to start from scratch. But in most of my other creative endeavors, new beginnings are the norm. And so what I wanted to talk a little bit about today with that was, since new beginnings can be a point of fear and confusion for a lot of other creative individuals, I want to work on reframing that to being something that you see as energizing and full of potential, because that's the way that I see it. And it brings me so much joy to start new projects. And that joy of starting new projects actually helps motivate me to complete the projects that I've already been working on. So, for example, going back to my manuscript, I am really happy with the progress that I've made in this version of the manuscript. And now that I'm, nearing the halfway mark about of that project, I'm starting to think more about the ideas for the subsequent works in that series, or at least in that same universe. And I really, really, really want to dive into a couple of them. So, for example, a couple of years ago, I started working on another novel that's set in the same universe, but on a different continent, as a NaNoWriMo project. And it's very gay, but it's also, it's a project that was very challenging for me to start writing. But once I did start writing it, it was so, so much fun, because it's a very surreal environment that novel takes place in. It actually takes place primarily inside the domain of the goddess of dreams and nightmares. So a lot of the novel kind of gets to play with the idea of reality. And as I've gotten a better sense of what the core narrative is of the manuscript that I'm writing, I realized that side project that I started for NaNoWriMo, those characters, their actions, and the goddess of dreams and nightmares herself actually are perpendicular to kind of what's going on in my current manuscript. And so, being the person constantly thinking about new things and whose mind never rests, I started kind of drawing the lines between the plots and pulling them together. And I realized, like, oh my gosh, there's so much I could do with these characters, and it's so, so gay. And I, by the way, I'll take a quick pause to say, like, if you hear me say that something is gay, I don't mean that in like the derogatory early to mid 2000s sense. I mean, like, the characters are very homosexual. And, after the 2016 election, I kind of made this vow to myself that my projects, my novels would be blacker, gayer, and have fewer fucks to give. So, yeah, when I say that, like, a novel's gay or my manuscript's gay, like, I'm talking like some intense same sex action going on there. You might also hear me say, like, something's really queer, and that would be when I, speaking about more broadly than just kind of same sex situations. I also have quite a few like non-binary and trans characters that come into play, and so oftentimes I'll talk about the queerness of my work. But anyways, I'm getting off topic. I just wanted to give that disclaimer in case anybody thought I was being derogatory. I'm not. Anyway, So as I was thinking about this Helligay project that I really wanted to work on, I was very tempted to set my current manuscript aside and start working on it. And what I ended up doing was taking a step back and saying, okay, I only know that I want to work on book B because I know where I am and where I'm going with book A. If book A does not get finished, then there's really no point in writing book B because there's not going to be context for book B. And I would have to completely reconceive the direction of where that narrative is going. Which I'll confess, completely reconceiving the narrative was very tempting. But instead, I kind of, you know, sat down with myself, rationalized a bit, had some wine, was like, okay, yep, Blake, you're right. Like, I should finish this book before I start writing that book. Because if I don't, then I'm going to basically be opening the door to allowing myself to not finish anything and just start writing whatever I want to write whenever I want to write. And I know that there's like this vein of creativity that says, you know, if the inspiration strikes you, just go with it, work in the flow, and, you know, don't try and force your creativity. And while I think those ideals are like cool, I think if you are serious about your creativity, and if it's something that you want to make a career out of, which I do, I really want to, you know, use my creativity and what I'm passionate about as a means of generating passive income. Like, full disclosure, that is a primary goal of mine. I write it 15 times every morning, not even joking. I'll talk about that in another podcast episode. But, you know, I want to be able to use my creativity to start generating revenue and to have that be a part of my daily life. And so to do that, I can't just go with the flow, write willy-nilly, do whatever comes to mind. I have to take a very disciplined approach to developing my creative projects. So what I do now is when I start getting energized by these thoughts of these potential new beginnings and new projects I can work on, what I'll do is I'll open my journal, I'll limit myself to 2 pages, and I'll just write down the thoughts that I have about that project. You know, I'll say, who are these characters? What's the situation? Where do I see this general project going? And then I'll say, okay, so I've written these 2 pages about what this other project is. Now, I'm going to require myself for 30 minutes to sit at my computer and work on my primary project. Because this manuscript that I'm working on, which, by the way, the working title I have for it is Nova Burning, Nova Bright. And I'm very excited about that title because a literary agent once said that she liked it during a webinar. And I really like it too. So anyways, I tell myself, you know, okay, you've written down your ideas about this other project, but now go work on Nova Burning, Nova Bright. And bitch, get to the end of that manuscript and make it sparkle, make it shine. And what I've found is that when I think about the potential of these other new beginnings and take that energy and apply it to my current manuscript, it's so much easier to actually get into the flow and to achieve that like elusive hippie ideal of, you know, creating when the inspiration strikes, because the inspiration's there. And all I had to do was use that journaling time, use that time of reflection about something else to kind of tap into that inspirational energy. And so with that's how I kind of keep propelling myself through my manuscript. And it's also a way that I can take things into consideration in regards to plot. You know, if there are certain plot points that stitching them up in manuscript A might make it more difficult for that to exist in manuscript B, or, you know, something might be too open-ended and leave too much room for manuscript B to go off the rails, you know, having that time of reflection before I write really helps to keep all of that in focus and to consider the bigger picture. It's also incredibly helpful for world building because it allows me to know what's going on outside of the scope of my current novel. And, you know, much like in the real world, very few things are isolated. Nothing exists in a vacuum. There's always going to be cause and effect between, you know, every action that happens. And so I know that, let's say in manuscript B, so this really gay nano project that I started, I know that there is conflict in these Arctic countries of Suma and Ve, and I know that the root of that conflict kind of goes back to the same root of the conflict in Nova Burning, Nova Bright. And in recognizing that, I'm able to think, oh, okay, so it would make a lot of sense then in Nova Burning, Nova Bright if the conflict did A, B, and C, because D, E, and F has already happened across the ocean. And that's going to be impacting economies. That's going to be impacting the way that these political figures are interacting with each other. That's going to be kind of framing this whole global scenario, even though it's completely outside of the picture, and it would be very distracting for me to go there in this manuscript. So that type of approach allows me to kind of keep my manuscripts in harmony and to harness that like excitement for a new idea and utilize it with my current creative endeavors. But all of that being said, starting a new creative project is incredibly, 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 incredibly exciting. It also has the potential to fizzle out. I know a lot of creative people have, you know, new ideas constantly swarming. And even if they have, you know, this practice, this routine, this discipline to sit down and actually start creating, sometimes the projects they start creating, they'll get bored with, they'll get tired of, and, you know, they'll abandon them before too long. And burnout is super, super common with creative projects, especially when it's something like writing, whether you're working on a manuscript or if you're trying to start a blog or a website or a podcast. It's really easy to get burnout, especially when you're doing something that you're not going to see the results for a while. Like if you're thinking, oh, I'm going to start a podcast, I'm going to start a blog, I'm going to write this manuscript, and I'm going to have this audience, this following, I'm going to have revenue. Chances are that's not going to happen for quite a while. It's something that has really been hard for me to wrap my mind around. Like I know when I started writing blog posts on Inky Margins, I kind of had this idea that like, oh yeah, after a couple months, I'll have a couple thousand readers and grow up from there and blah, blah, blah. And in actuality, I was like, if I hit 50 views on a single blog post, I was thrilled. And as you can probably guess, 50 views per blog post, not really a great way to generate revenue or build a platform or achieve internet stardom or, you know, whatever else I had in mind. So that being said, when you are starting a new creative project, one thing that's really important to keep in mind is I'm going to call it reflection. So for some people, it might help to think of it as brainstorming or as planning or as pre-writing, but reflection is the concept that vibes with me the most. So that's how I'm going to refer to it. I've never been a pre-writer. I've never been a brainstormer. I feel like if I try to map out a plot or, you know, preconceive my character sketches, my writing feels stilted and dry, and I just don't enjoy that process. But for a lot of writers, that's super helpful. So if you have time to just sit down, do some pre-writing, you know, brainstorm some initial ideas and kind of map out your plot, if that works for you, do it and then stick to that plan. If you're like me and that doesn't work for you, then I would recommend integrating reflection into your creative processes. So every morning I start my day by journaling. I get my coffee, I go outside, I sit on the patio, and I just journal. Recently, a lot of my journaling has been about work stress, but it's also primarily used as a way for me to reflect on what's working and what's not working with my creative processes and the various projects that I'm working on. And in doing so, it gives me a concrete way to kind of map out what my goals are and to reflect on how I can reach those goals more easily. And creating this podcast is actually a part of that. I journal every day, and I was thinking, you know, reflecting on my creative processes is really helpful for me to then improve my creative processes. And I, you know, one of these projects that I've really been wanting to invest more time in is putting content on my personal website. So this was a happy medium for doing that. It gives me a chance to reflect and talk through my creative processes, and it gives me content to put on blakereichenbach.com. So by integrating reflection into your creative processes, you're not only going to have a clearer concept of what it is that you're working on, but you're going to have an opportunity to really flesh out how you're going to get there. And with that reflection, I do recommend journaling. It's amazing because journaling, you can be as honest and vulnerable and sincere as you need to be with yourself. But, you know, for some of you, doing a podcast like this or doing a blog might also work for you, but I would actually recommend starting with journaling. But, you know, be consistent with your reflection time. As disciplined as you are with any of your creative projects, or maybe even as disciplined as you are with your day job, be disciplined with your reflection time. Trust me, I have never been in a better place with my mental health than I am after I've been journaling consistently every day for a couple of weeks. And I've also never been in a better place to achieve my creative goals than I am right now. And it's really kept me, you know, on fire for what I'm working on. But it's also given me some great ideas for how I can grow it. So Blake Writes is probably what I journal about second most after work stuff. And the more I've journaled about it, the more I've been able to have this like clear vision about where it's going, what I want to do with it, and how I'm going to get there. And I will share some insights into that stuff in my next podcast, because I think for episode 2, I'm going to talk a bit about using digital media as a way of building a platform and what that looks like, how that can be done, that type of stuff. So we'll get into that in a bit more detail in episode 2. But when it comes to new beginnings, having a plan or integrating reflection time into getting started is crucial. I cannot recommend it enough. That's what's allowed me to be more consistent with my work. It's what's allowed me to not dump everything to start a new project. And I know that it's what's going to allow me to finish this project and really start working towards those goals of making my writing a formal part of my career. But we will talk more about that in the next episode. I'm going to go eat a quesadilla because I am starving. Have a beautiful day, a beautiful week, and I will see you next time.